A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "This day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and decrees. Be careful, then, to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. Today you are making this agreement with the Lord. He is to be your God, and you are to walk in his ways and observe his statutes, commandments, and decrees, and to hearken to his voice. And today the Lord is making this agreement with you. You are to be a people peculiarly his own, as he promised you. And provided you keep all his commandments, he will then raise you high in praise and renown and glory above all other nations he has made. And you will be a people sacred to the Lord your God, as he promised." The Word of the Lord. This reading from Deuteronomy is special. Notice the line, "You are to be a people peculiarly his own, as he promised you." We are peculiar, yes, but what does that mean? A source I found pointed out that we are in this category of peculiar because of what we stand for, what we stand on. If we choose to go against the popular modes of power and power over, success, monetary gain, me first and always attitudes, this does make us rather peculiar. Have you ever been mocked for sticking up for the underdog? Have you ever been alienated for associating with someone normally shunned? Have you ever struggled with which way to go in a situation when everyone else among your friends is saying or doing something not akin to your God-centered heart? A line in the gospel is also recommending a specific behavior. "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." These are tall orders, but we have our God's support. So maybe being referred to as a people peculiarly his own is really a good thing. No, a great thing. Choices like these may change the world, even if it is only our little corner of the world. Peculiar takes on a new tone, a new color in our reading today from Deuteronomy. Blessed are the words of our God. Amen.